Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So I just want to quickly mention one of our partners, Modern Texas Living, and to remind everyone that the summer issue is still out on the stands. And even though school might be right around the corner, it's still going to be feeling like summer for quite a while. And there's some great summer recipes in there and a great story about one of our local families. So pick up one or check out the magazine online at moderntexasliving.com.
Start. I'm not allowed to start us.
Oh, it's me. Okay.
It's you. It's always you.
Hey, everyone. You know what?
Everyone, I love that that's your go-to.
What do I say?
Hey, everyone.
What do I say? I am open to suggestions.
You said, hey, guys, and I liked it.
I'm not a guy's girl. I'm a y'all girl, but I don't want to say y'all. So what do I say? Hey.
Ew.
We have Hannah here. What do you think?
What would you say?
What's not cringe?
Was good.
Was good. Ew. Yeah.
Okay, that's also not in my personal personality.
She has ruffle sleeves on. She can't be doing good.
I am not. Someone picked my clothes. Not me.
Anyways, also has her pants unbuttoned.
No, I actually haven't.
You rebuttoned them for Hannah?
No, wait.
You got formal for Hannah?
I forgot. No. And I was like, oh no, they got tight while they were unbuttoned. But I'm okay, half unzipped too.
Denim
okay.
Problems.
Denim.
We have Hannah Bro here.
Hannah Bro.
She's my bro.
She's cute. All of our bro.
She's your bro. Via me.
Yeah. Via Ashley. No, here's the thing. Okay, so Ashley does this weird thing.
Oh no.
Where like she knows people and she's like friends with them. And then she like keeps them in the corner away from me.
What?
And I'm like, wait a minute. Why can't we all be friends? So y'all have your little California connection.
Oh, shade.
I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding.
She's
I'm kidding that it bothers me.
We're going again without you.
That's why I'm bringing this up. Okay. Point in case.
Look at her La Jolla sticker here.
Leave me alone.
I took you there because of her though.
Yeah, exactly.
I shared.
Exactly. But I feel like you didn't really share Hannah with me until she reached out to me herself.
Maybe Hannah doesn't like you.
Oh, wow.
I'm kidding. Oh, she would never. Mortified. She's going to die. That was a joke, everybody. Die. It was a joke. Hannah she's doesn't like not like anybody.
No,
that's why I'm here.
Everybody. Okay, let's tell the world what Hannah Bro does.
Because I just botched it trying to explain to Mike what Hannah Bro does. Oh. I know what Hannah Bro does, but she's like, Ashley, wow.
What it's do you like, think I do, Ash?
It's like if I tell people that Whitley's a hairdresser, she's like, could you not? Like,
why?
I use the, like, she wants stylist, you know?
Yeah.
Like, there's a difference. That's like me saying what I just said about you. It's like, no, I'm more than just that. How do you describe yourself? This is your
designer.
Nightmare. This is your nightmare that I'm like, describe yourself to the people.
It is. No, I've practiced.
No, you didn't.
She's got her favorite sour beer. She's ready to go.
No, work with small business owners and entrepreneurs to help them create a brand identity for their business that isn't just professional, but also is, you know, so representative of the heart behind the work that they do, because we've all been small business owners in this situation, but how many times is your heart, you know, so entangled in the work that you produce? And while it's great to just go get a pretty or a professional logo, it means so much more to do kind of the grunt work of figuring out how you are also represented in what you do. And so I just really kind of like to dig a little deeper and figure out that.
Freaking mic drop. You can go in drop. With people. Like, are you kidding me? Hire her mic now. Drop. You, like, really, though, you won't say this, but you care so deeply about your clients and you really, like, figure them out and you want them to genuinely love what you're putting out.
Yes.
And that, like, yeah, I mean, but well, that's because here why... I am. I'm the one that texts you and I'm like, hey, can we make, like, a logo? And you're like, sure, could you, like, give me
something?
But she knows me well enough. And well, she creates something that I'm like, that's better than I could have ever, like, dreamed of. If see, I would have told you, like, I'm thinking, like, black and white and, like, something like this. And you're like, cool, cool. I'm following you, but I think this is the direction we should go.
But that's also why, you know what? At this specific table, you can say that to Hannah. And she can make something that is better than you expected.
Yes.
Just like I could say, Ashley. Oh, I could say a lot of things, but I could say, like, in a good way. I could so be like, rude. Hey, plan me a sports-themed party. And you'd be like, freaking killer. And I'd be like, under budget, you know? Y'all could come to me and say, like, I don't know, just do my hair. And I could do, you know exactly. what I'm saying? Like, we all have our things.
But you have to trust. Reason.
Yes,
you and have I'm to sure trust. And I'm sure you run into this where, like.
Oh, yeah.
And we're not going to make you talk about that. Yeah. But I'm going to talk about it. And, like, if you don't just fully trust your artist.
Yes.
Like, come on, man. They're the expert in the field. I'm not totally. Going to tell you how to do my hair.
No.
Yeah.
I don't.
I definitely think my ideal clients are people who have seen what I've done and say to themselves, like, okay, we think that she could lead this or help us. Or,
yes.
You know, I like to use the word, like, collaborate a lot because
yeah, that's
I feel
the
like
word.
I want it to be us walking side by side and I just have a little bit of that skill that you may not have, but I'm utilizing all the things you are to bring
yeah.
that brand to life and that vision to life
yeah.
on behalf of your business. So
yeah, you're like really putting the client's best foot forward that they just can't get out of the weeds on.
Yeah.
But also it's like what they have to say is important, but you know, maybe sometimes it's reining them back in from the image that they think they need to put out there and really understanding like who they are and how can we translate that into something that's super successful because it's so rooted in what the heartbeat of the business is, which is them. So
for sure. And
yeah,
I think you are just like very slow and methodical in what you do. And you really think through what you're doing
where I slow and
no, for real, because I mean this in like the best way, because here I am shooting from the hip and I'm like, this. And you're like, well, let's like slow down and think about it and be like really intentional about it. And I say that because you even knew and realized like, I'm putting this thing out here because I think I need to, because I think people need to see my face and this is a thing, but it's not me. And you recently rebranded.
I did.
Which always takes the back burner. But I think that says a lot. Like, you're like, wait. And I think that helps you relate to your clients because you're like, hey, I know that you feel because of social media or God knows what other pressures that you have to be XYZ and in all these lanes, but just be you, because when that comes forth, that's yeah. when everyone starts winning.
Yeah.
Well, I think that for the first time in the last, you know, 6.5 years of working, I finally practice what I preach to people, and that is creating something, a visual identity that is obviously, you know, like I've said
about
a couple
you.
Times, like rooted within like my heart behind the business. And the only thing that I can say is since launching Studio Bro, it's been such a game changer as far as like who is contacting me and what they want versus anyone had my name before and maybe we weren't the best fit. Now I'm kind of honing in on who would be more of an ideal client for me without having to try, just because that's what I'm putting out to the world.
For yeah. sure.
Which has been really cool because I tell people this and I preach it and want people to do this, but I haven't ever done it for myself. So taking the time to slow down while it's hard to work on your business instead of in it, it's already revealing the like
it's positive. Been it's already yeah, like it's showing been, that it's worth it.
It's been a really positive like on the back end of doing it, I'm really grateful that I took the time.
For sure. You also have two babies. I do. You didn't have a whole lot of time to do this with your client load. Yeah. And I think you really want to be in it with the client for the long haul. You're not really like a one and done, like you're in it for the whole, their whole business journey, or would like to be.
I definitely in the like establishing the brand everywhere from the visual identity to the brand experience, would love to walk through that. Like some people create logos and hand them off and just pray to God that people know how to use them
the right way.
I want to literally walk through, you know, maybe this is a 3 to 6 month process, but let's get it right so that for the next, you know, 16 years, this translates super well and positive for your business. And yeah. Do I like to have a little bit more control than just the logo? Yes.
Yeah, like you give them a whole toolkit. Like these are your primary colors, these are your secondary colors you use, this is how you use a logo, blah, 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 which is awesome.
Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'm now that I've launched Studio Bro, trying to, you know, empower people. I like to use the word empower versus educate, but just have the tools to feel like in charge of their brand and like they're using it correctly. Because I think a lot of people really do are like, okay, I got this logo.
Where do I put it?
Throw it on anything or turn it any color. Cringe. And at the end of the day, brand building is positive when we are consistent. And when we are consistent, we're building trust with our clients and they can count on us to continue to provide the quality that we've always provided. And so when you're erratic with your marketing or, you know, not staying consistent, I feel like it's not always as successful because it's you're not able to build that like consistent identity, that trust in your brand. So
well, and also there's a difference in like growing and progressing with your same brand versus like totally rebranding, you know? And I also think that I have seen a lot of places almost kind of rebrand, but maybe they didn't need to. They just needed to kind of like modernize their brand, you know, because then it's almost unfamiliar.
Yeah.
And it's like you also have to have someone, which I know you are, that can kind of like grow with that brand and modernize it when the time comes versus like, oh, it's a whole new thing that people aren't going to recognize or they're not going to relate it to being us who they know. Right. Yeah. You know, like that doesn't need to happen either.
Yeah. And I think it's all about just being in touch with your target audience and understanding who you're reaching, but who you want to be reaching.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And how do we, like in the instance of a rebrand, how do we take what we have, not go off the rails, but like hone it in, you know, to what our clients that we want to reach are wanting from us.
Yeah. Sure.
So, yeah.
Like fill that gap for in the right way.
But I think it's really easy for, and I don't know why, but nowadays people are like, oh, this isn't successful. Let me just rebrand or put something totally new out there. And again, that's always going to, I feel, if it's not done well or promoted well or marketed well, you know, it could potentially hurt you, you know.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
But it could be a great thing if you work with someone who
who can do it.
Who, like, knows what they're doing and can help you, you know, get to where you're trying to go.
Well, and, like, you are professionally trained in this. Let's go back, like, how you got started into all of this and, like, what got you here. You can take a sip of your beer. We can break for you to sip your beer.
I don't know that story.
That's A-okay. You've been talking a lot, and we've been sipping our martinis a lot.
Oh, you can burp. You can cough. You can sneeze. You can do whatever you need to do. It's totally fine. I clear my throat 74 times a podcast, so no one. I just announced my unbuttoning of my pants, so it's fine. You know.
Yeah. So how you got here? I think that's interesting.
So when I first came to Waco, it was 2015, which I feel like I just got here right at the tail end.
Bro, before Waco.
Old Waco.
Before.
Before Waco.
Is that what
I'll
we're
make you going
it?
Back before Waco, though.
You are from a different place.
No, we're going back.
Oh, I, because that's what's
you
interesting.
You are professionally trained personal. Here.
We getting personal. Where you are not from here.
No.
You are not from here.
But you Waco famous now. Oh my
God. Tell the people where you're from. Because you're proud, and I love it.
From Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
She's the most fun wedding date you'll ever have in your life. Garza. Yeah.
Also, if I'm not invited to your crawfish bowl next year, I'm going to be personally offended.
We're going to get
okay,
it.
Thank you.
She does a real deal.
I don't even eat crawfish.
Like, now that I've been to hers, that's every other one I go to, I'm like,
It's sad, though, when you convert to knowing what it should taste like.
Well, that's why I sent it to you.
This year was my first time that I was like, Hannah, I get it now.
Yes.
I get it.
Yes.
I'm at one that I go to all the time. And
yes.
No,
I'm going, okay, anyway. I'm gonna do it for you, Hannah.
Well, you're from the Baton Rouge.
Every time we do one, a few more people come each time to gather stoked. With us, and they love it, and we share on our Instagram, and then everyone's like, "Where's my invite?" And so, I think we're kind of creating like a little thing, which is so nice, you know, to not have.
One day
there.
I'm gonna be planning it like real deal event planner style.
You are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're gonna have sponsors.
We're just gonna be in the middle of a field somewhere.
Yeah, with a tent. It's okay. We're going to have real sponsors.
I'm only coming to that one if it's like before Memorial Day weekend.
Okay. Well, I'll get you a fan. Anyway, you're from the Baton Rouge.
From the
You
BR.
Throw kick-ass crawfish boils. Your husband's a badass.
Okay. Yeah. Well, and to speak on that, I mean, I grew up in Louisiana. My mom is from Missouri, and my dad's family is from Mississippi, so I grew up thinking I was like a full-blown Cajun in Louisiana, and then I met Jeremy, my husband, and he was like, bro,
that's not how you say his
what
name
is this.
Hold
white
on
gravy.
That's not even how you say his
okay,
name.
Okay, we're being professional.
Jeremy. Anyway.
Well, really, if I'm being honest, what I call him
J-Bro
J-Bro, because
so he's like generationally.
Yeah, so J-Bro's from like a seriously like authentic Cajun family, and all they could literally the menu is jambalaya, pastelaya, gumbo. They're
all you gotta like, say is tell them about the TV room you painted.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, well, and they're avid LSU fans, and so
it'd be purple and yellow.
We worked on a really cool LSU room where I painted the floor, the
stop
LSU field,
like replica field,
literally
legit.
No,
yeah. So my father-in-law told me he loved it so much he was gonna die on the Eye of the Tiger.
Stop.
see, like real deal.
Wait,
real deal Cajun.
I thought that like Aggies were crazy.
Oh no.
No, I think you guys are crazy. We're so, just like
as I
really
wear my
drunk.
Overalls today. No, but you guys are next level. You guys make us look like small potatoes.
Dying on the Eye of the Tiger is just like all I can handle.
I mean, I'll say it. It's fine. I'll admit it. LSU's next level.
J-Bro was one of the guys that like painted up for, and you know, it's always on the front of all the football game footage, and had this awesome picture of him in the painted posse. That was what they were called. Of them, you know, in the crowd, we had just won a game, and LSU used that picture in marketing for like 5 years after he left LSU and stuff. And so we always joke about like J-Bro is the epitome of LSU.
He's LSU famous.
Oh, he
not
loves
Waco famous.
It.
He's LSU famous.
Oh, yeah, he
that's
loves
the next
it.
Level.
Yes.
Okay.
I think he teared up the other day that it was like almost football
well,
season.
Well, he's going to two games.
Yeah, he is.
I love
he,
that. He and I love the
shit.
Passion. I love
we
the
talk
passion.
Shit.
I personally don't have the passion for the football. I love when
you did. You did that one, the Alabama game with me. You shared in the passion. You were like, this is fun. I get it.
So here's the thing. If I am in the moment, right, I will go, I will be, I will cheer, I will do, I will cry. I don't have the thing of like, oh, football starts whatever day.
September 3rd.
I'm going to lose my mind. So, but I relish in the I like college football way better, right?
Yeah,
it's more spirited. They're not getting paid. It's fine. I like that, right? No, I'm in it to win it, and I will like anybody's team. I will like A&M. I will like UT. I will like LSU. I will like Baylor. I like anybody, and I'll just be your cheer girl. Here we are.
Yeah, and
that's where
meanwhile
the line
we're
has
gonna
been crossed.
We can barely be friends. Yeah,
yeah, because now aren't those schools in the same thing?
Yes,
same
SEC.
Conference.
Okay. Yes. Look at you.
Okay, I know
wow.
I know
you're
shit,
so
okay?
Good.
I'm not just
she's
like
so
totally
educated.
Dumb. I'm empowered.
I can't even call you sports
she's
ball anymore.
Empowered.
You are so empowered. I
you
love
should
it.
Not call me sports ball. I never was sports ball.
You,
I know
you
some
left
stuff.
Sports ball category when you celebrated with me at one day for the Bama win.
I also just play like
I also have a husband who like likes it, but also doesn't care. So I'm just not in that world.
Right.
I appreciate a really good football game.
Okay, yes. Well.
Especially in the suite at McLean Stadium when I get to go with my cousins. Yes,
that's where you thrive.
Please invite me again. Okay.
For the next 4 months, I'm going to be like, J Bro, on Saturday. And he's going to be like, no.
Yeah. He's like, no plans.
No, ma'am.
I'll be like, hey, someone asked, no.
I did ask you to do something. You're like, I cannot.
He's the type that's like, who the f*** would plan a wedding during football season? And I'm like, I understand it now. So,
okay.
Anyway, I grew up thinking I was totally a Cajun.
You're definitely, you're from Louisiana. Okay. Yeah. Now, you went to LSU.
Went to LSU.
Go Tigers.
Did.
You're professionally trained at LSU.
Sure.
Oh my God. She's okay. Gonna get.
She's not gonna talk about herself.
So I'm
you have to literally pull it out.
I went to LSU young and
like young, like 14.
No,
with everybody else,
the same age as everyone.
Just feels like I was really young when I went. So I'm a formally trained fine artist. So across the board, painting,
which
drawing,
I
sculpture.
Learned that today. So I'm glad you talked about it.
And then with a concentration in graphic design. So once you get all of those like key little classes of learning across the board out of the way, then you really focus in on your craft. And honestly, I was terrible. I hardly graduated. I always ranked low.
I just don't believe you.
I'm telling you, I was very, I feel like they could have done without me and I could have done without them. But my dad was like, just get the paper. And so
that's what my dad told me.
But I remember telling like my family at one point, I was like, I will never be in graphic design. I don't want anything to do with this. I just want to get out of school and then I'll figure it out. And so it's kind of crazy to like reflect on that and realize that
here you are.
The heartbeat of everything I am now is graphic design.
With a hell of a portfolio.
Thanks.
Oh, for sure.
Okay. So you moved to Waco.
So moved to Waco.
For J-Bro's job.
For J-Bro's job, yes.
Yeah. Literally. So I graduated. No, I finished classes, came to Waco with a friend, found a place to live, went back, graduated, and then a week later moved to Waco.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, because I don't ever remember how old she is. She's
I
younger
don't
than you.
I was just about to say, how old are you?
30.
Okay. So just a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or not I even. What year? You were born in 91. You were born in 91 because that was the end of 90. 91.
92.
Oh, okay. So yeah, a year.
I'm the geriatric, but I pull you guys out to do the crazy stuff. Anyway, we can talk about that in a minute. Put a pin in that. Anyway, so you move here.
Move here, and J-Bro obviously plugs into his work, and I think we kind of talked about. I had a bit of a yearning to do the entrepreneurial thing, but obviously, you know, when you're that young and you just don't know. It's not, you know.
You give yourself zero credit.
You do.
You are so much more mature than I was at that age. Like, it's ridiculous.
Well, anyways, thank you. I looked around and saw, like, Baylor on my right and then old, you know, kind of established boutique design firms on my left. And I just didn't see exactly what I wanted to do in either of those. And, you know, having that. Like entrepreneurial, you want to do what you want. I just couldn't see myself plugging in and working for either of those situations. And so I just kind of started to do my own thing. At the time, I was in doing like, well, first of all, anything, but started to get real heavy into like wedding invitations.
Oh, what? I forgot about this.
It's like you can do it on Etsy.
I forgot about that part.
And I'm not, that's not me discrediting you.
No, I get it. I think it can be done really well. I don't think this was, and I think Waco is growing in that direction where the typical market would pay for something customized like
and
that.
And I guess if you're talking about it a little bit ago.
Yeah,
totally.
So in like 2015, 16.
Yeah.
It just wasn't really the right market for here. And I did do a lot of work, but I don't know. I just kind of came to a point where I was like,
this is not what you're
not
passionate about.
And I'm not able to charge.
What you should be probably for what you're putting out.
The time is.
Yeah.
Anyways, I linked up with Well, first of all, I just kind of on Instagram. This is the best. This is my favorite story. I on Instagram made a post that was just kind of like out of desperation, like, "Hi, small business owners, you know, just wanting to do more, get away from weddings and do more like corporate style or commercial work." Just put like Waco small business owners. "Hi, I'm Hannah." You know, introducing, putting myself out there.
This is so funny.
Dear God. you know, "Hey, this is what I do. This is what I'm trying to do. I want to build my portfolio. Looking to make connections. Even if you don't hire me, like, please be my friend."
Oh, my gosh.
And the one person that responded to it was Jonathan Garza.
JG.
JG, shout out.
That's how y'all met?
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And he was, like, a realtor for another, and he's obviously gone on to be big time now with development, commercial development and stuff. But he was just a local realtor at the time who needed some work, and his designer had left town, and so he's kind of in between and was like, "Oh yeah, I'll give you a shot. Like, I saw your post." And so anyways, from there started to get on board doing a lot of real estate promotion type stuff and build more of a corporate style portfolio.
Mm-hmm.
But then as he grew into more development, I started to come on board for like developing the identities for the developments and stuff like that. So that's kind of where I got my foot in the door with branding and falling in love with branding. And really, well,
I feel like you're who I think about for branding.
Thanks.
I mean, I hope that that's good.
I feel like
for sure.
I genuinely, and I don't say this for any reaction at all, I feel like I am nobody. Like, I don't feel like people know who I am.
I mean, I think that your clientele list should tell you otherwise.
Like, right? My people know who I am and, you know, hype me up so big. But when I, you know, I guess just not being from here, or I'm not super social. And so people are like, "Who?" And I'm like, "I did Milk Bottle," or "I did this
Union
and that
Hall."
And yeah. Union Hall. Yeah. So anyways.
I think that having the humble attitude is great because you're like the most likable person I know, but you are an Enneagram 9 to the T.
Do you think so?
I don't. What are you?
I'm actually a 5. Which they're common mistypes.
Okay, wait. Okay, now that you say that, yes, because a 5 is yes.
Well, so
and
here's
she's got
the thing.
7 friend that she's like, God.
Yeah, I know. So my mom's a 5.
Like, help me.
I mean, sorry.
Yeah.
My mom's a 9. And I've, like, of course, being a 5, I've analyzed it. Like, how are we different? Because we're so, like...
Because there's so many similarities.
And I think at the end of the day, she can't go to sleep with, like, no conflict resolution. Like, that will eat her up. And I'm like...
You're fine?
Fine. Don't care.
Okay, that's so funny.
Yeah. I really... That's what it boils... I really think...
And I would not have thought that. So I'm glad you told me that.
I'm fine to have direct conversations that are heated and we walk away.
So you can be... You can be in that quote... Because there's so many different levels of confrontation, but you are fine in that space.
Whitley's like, "You're a 9. I'm like, "But you don't know me that."
No, I don't. No, absolutely.
You've only seen the outer shell.
Right.
You're good at. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Is like, I would.
She will
never,
draw a boundary if needs to be drawn.
That's amazing though, because
right.
If you would have asked me that, like right now, I would think like, "Oh my gosh," like, because I mean, I'm not a 9. I don't like confrontation. I would have just thought like. Hannah would never want someone mad at her or, like, never, like, thinking someone's, you know what
you
I mean?
You don't love it.
I know. It's not like
you'll deal with it.
But it's also not like anyone sits in a space of loving if someone's mad at them. Sure. So.
She will protect herself first.
I love that.
I will, but I also, I just,
with
I feel
me
like
gassing her up behind the scenes.
Ash has really drugged me out of my conversation.
You can say no to Ashley if you need to.
I know that I can.
Well, she does.
I was
she does.
Thinking about it, like, you've asked me to do maybe 5 things this month, and I finally was like, I can't. And her first response was, "Come on!" I was like, man, saying yes.
Meanwhile, I'm like, can you ask me to do less?
Guess what I did convince her to do though?
Oh.
She's surfing with me next Thursday.
I'm gonna be there with y'all.
Are you?
She's surfing.
Yes.
And this is
good.
Gonna,
I'm gonna need
this
you
is,
to get
this. This is gonna date our podcast, but we can recoup.
Here's the deal.
Later.
I'm gonna need you to get the 0.5 seconds I'm standing up because there will be no other.
Here's the thing. I will be y'all's videographer.
We will also body surf if we have to. I mean,
I'm just
no. I'll be there with y'all.
Like,
I'm so
nervous.
Stoked. That was the most like off the cuff thing I think I've ever witnessed you do.
100%.
You were like, dude, I'm going to buy it. FML. Okay, I'm going to buy it. FML. And I was like, are you good? You
did it and then regretted it five times.
Well, I figured if I get there and I'm uncomfortable, I can just waste
money. It's your money. Yeah.
You are not leaving me out there by myself.
She's not going to let you.
I'm telling you, Ash. You are. Is the friend that has brought me out of my comfort zone, and so I have tried more new things with you than I have.
Meanwhile, she slows me down and is like, "Let's think about this." I'm like, "This is good. This is a good thing for me.
This is
like, hey, not to cramp the vibe, but maybe, perhaps."
I love it. It's great. You're like really my sounding board.
I'm so nervous about surfing.
You're nervous about being here. You're gonna be fine. We're gonna drink one of these sour drinks and
what?
I'm just joking.
God, you're impossible. Hey, you over there.
I'm sorry, family drama. Okay, you know, bye. I never text during a podcast.
Wait, you're for real? Yeah. For real on the phone?
Like,
I thought you were looking
dramas.
At like a prompt or
notes?
Something.
Oh, hell no. That's kind of you that you think we come in here with notes.
You think
you
we
told
come
me
in
would
prepared.
Be prepared.
We I told you me. That to fluff you up.
See?
Yeah. We
now
told you that
knows.
To comfort your soul, okay?
I thought you had a... This is way different than I thought it looked like behind the scenes, but I definitely thought there would be like a pad of like
absolutely
writing notes.
Not
like a yellow pad.
We just recorded us two and we had no idea what we were going to
talk
about.
No, we like could have talked longer. Mm-hmm. So... But that's what's great
She's
about
like,
it.
She's like, and I'm stressed out for you.
So the plan to not have a plan never has
plan.
Yet, knock on wood, to fail us. Because
okay.
So here's
it'll
here's,
sound stiff if we come in with like
totally.
Bullet points. We've tried it and it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. And
did
here's
you come
the thing.
In with a rehearsal other than your opening line of your elevator speech of what you do?
I think I botched that already.
You did not.
You didn't. You didn't, I swear. But when I listen to a podcast or a radio show, that's kind of what I almost want it to be that. I would rather this sound like a radio show, like an everyday versus a, we're interviewing people, you know, like I just want to be right. Like, because that is stale. Like I want to talk about what you do in the community. Right. Yeah. And like promote yourself.
Yeah,
but like, I also want to talk about like you.
I want to know what Hannah's first impression of Waco was. Also, I want you to tell the people how we met because, like,
she's,
I have a vague
she
idea.
She is machine gun texting in person right now.
If you know me, this is it. It's my Scorpio and seven combined.
She is. It's like so many things at once that you can't answer all of them, and you gotta. Okay, I'm gonna pick one to answer.
Down. She slows me down.
Me? I slow you down? Oh,
you do not. You. You just get mad
like,
and stop responding.
I just don't respond. I just don't respond. Okay. Anyways, keep going, guys. Okay.
Whichever one you want to answer
first. First impression of Waco and then how we met. First impression of Waco was not great. And then it was really great once I moved here. But when I came here to look for a place to live, I was super poor at the time because obviously college kid. And then J-Bro was working on a restaurant management salary at the time. So we had like no money. So I stayed at the Motel 6 in
Stop.
Belmead.
You're lying.
I didn't know
You're
this.
Lying. You're lying
Stayed
hard.
At the Motel 6 in Belmead. Didn't know
Hannah.
What.
I didn't know.
How did you end up
and,
knowing?
Yeah, we don't want to know.
The best thing at the time to me in my trip here was Collins Street Bakery. I was like, I'm just
going
to live here.
It's the jewel
that
of Belmead.
So funny.
I was like,
and
this
the only
is
like
it.
Branded Tesla charging station.
I was going to say,
right?
You can charge your Tesla. You can get a fruitcake. You can get, did you ever have an icebox cookie?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know I've never eaten at Collins Street Bakery?
Well,
Hot
here
take.
We go.
Well,
field trip.
Let me tell you.
Hannah, we got to go.
Yeah.
See,
I was...
that's you planning something with Hannah again and not me.
Okay, you can come. We'll stop on our way to Waco Surf. It's on the way. Gah.
Okay, bye.
Oh, man. Yeah, so I was like, okay, I've got Collins Street. I'm going to be good.
You're
like,
fine.
I'll
that's
survive.
Funny. That was your beacon. In
yes.
the night was Collins Street.
Oh my God. But then after we moved here, you know, I used to do this thing where I would just drive around and kind of get lost. And
to
I
be
found,
clear, Bellmead is not Waco.
I know. Well, okay. I know that now.
Okay.
But at the time, I didn't know that. I was well, like,
this is close to J Bro's work.
This is where we're
so
moving.
I got it.
Yes.
Oui.
Yeah. Okay. So, anyways, driving around, you know, getting a little lost in the area, finding my landmarks and figuring my way around, made it to downtown and was like, oh man, this is so cute. Back when they had that like blue piano out. Remember that?
Yes, I have a picture with it.
Yeah, I thought blue
what?
Piano was
what
super
was that
cool.
Look?
That was so random.
I have
didn't
a picture on my Instagram playing
from Treffs.
It. Yes, from across from Treffs. It was like the last. It was like
you
the
were
last
piano
Treffs.
Girl.
I had so you know I sometimes do some illustration work on the side, and I had drawn that, and
oh,
one of our
did.
Friends here, Wendy. Was like, oh my god, you were here during blue piano time. Like, you're an OG. And I was
you're
like,
an
I'm an OG. I've
yeah.
been here. So I've been here long enough to remember like little things.
I'm gonna
like
find
that.
I'm gonna
she also
find
went
that
to
picture.
Like the like super exclusive Waco potlucks and like abandoned buildings.
Oh, I know, which
that
is
Carol
where
went
Carol
to.
Who I yeah. who is why I brought up that Ashley keeps her friends in a corner because I just met Carol and I
she
love her.
Just met Carol.
I'm like, Carol's why are awesome. We not hanging out once
Carol
a week?
Goes to
I
the
don't understand. Okay, Hannah.
She was invited to the boil.
Okay.
Okay, it's on.
Dead. yeah. So loved, you know, started to fall in love with the like quaintness of the area. And
quaint.
Baton Rouge is not the biggest town ever. It's also not the safest town, and just hanging around in downtown, like you can't always
not
just
same.
Walk around
yeah.
down there. And so
you did. You told me stories.
Sure did.
And what'd you say? You would go to the levee,
sick
or something
sick.
Like that. What is it called?
The levee.
Yeah, just I don't know something
like,
your dad was
bye
mad
bye, Miss American
go
Pie.
To by yourself.
There was an abandoned pier on the levee
see?
Downtown.
Okay,
and
she wasn't wrong.
I was right.
Yeah, it was. It was awesome. You walked, you know, a quarter of a mile to get to the actual pier part, and the whole walkway was just rusted metal with holes.
Oh,
there's
that. So
never something more your personality than you walking alone on a rusted levee in Baton Rouge. This is your essence.
So a tetanus pier.
There I am.
It's your essence.
Yeah.
You're like moody, mysterious, cool, like under...
A
like
tetanus,
under
a tetanus
the radar,
pier at the
cool.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Got
honestly,
it.
Looking back, I should not have been there by myself.
No, you shouldn't have. That sounds like an actual Dateline
yeah.
episode.
This is her
but
nightmare.
Then I came to Waco and walked along the river and I was like,
oh,
there's like children playing over there. It's so nice.
Okay, yeah. Wait, wait.
So wholesome.
Okay, pause.
Uh-oh.
January 22nd, 2015.
You found the photo?
On my Instagram.
You're psychotic. There's,
my Instagram doesn't have that many posts. It was not that hard to scroll.
Well, aren't you so cool? With your
you're
minimal
dang.
Posts on
that,
Instagram.
No, it's because I've archived a lot of them.
Okay.
That's even cooler.
Right?
No, it's because I was
archive
ashamed.
Mine.
It's because I, like, anyways, keep going. Anyways, tetanus beer.
Levy.
Tad it. Dead. Yeah, so coming to Waco and kind of finding, you know, beauty and the quaintness and the charm of it. And just, I don't know, I love that you can walk around here and you're not feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's new.
That's new. So, fun fact, where we are right now, when I was growing up, I mean, into my teenage years, this, you did not come here.
Yeah.
Like,
you didn't go downtown.
No, you didn't really go downtown, but whenever.
Before the blue piano. That's what we'll call it.
Way
before.
Before
the blue
yeah.
piano.
But like, fun,
blue
another
piano
fun
is
fact is that I did not really shop at a lot of places until I had my own job. That
yeah.
is not a diss on my parents. I had elaborate Christmases. My parents did amazing. I mean,
no
they're wonderful.
Questioning it.
I know. I you just feel like my mom would be like, why didn't you say that? So we would thrift shop.
Hi, Wendy.
But also because like you could find cool stuff, right? So there was a thrift store down here on actually even a block more into downtown than we are. And it had bars on the windows and like it was sketchy. I mean, it was mom. We would come down here and it was like, oh, you know, we go for like 30 minutes, we lock the door, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just weird that now this is where we our main thing is, you know.
My
like,
favorite thrift shop is on 35 going north.
Yeah. You know, I think it's closed.
What's it called? No, it's not.
Style Station.
It's not.
Not Style
or
Station?
It is closed. If it is closed, they have a, what's it called?
That's more like vintage amazing.
Yeah, but they have a giant crane with a shirt hanging off it now, and it cracks me
on,
up.
Well, if you're going north on the left, Style Station, right?
Yes. So, well, they have a crane with a shirt hanging from okay, it now. Then we so need, I don't think it's closed.
Well, then we need to investigate because it's super. It was super grown up, and I've heard a few people say, like, they think he died. Oh, R.A.P. if so.
It's the coolest. We got to go. You would love it.
But we should just go and see. So we'll check it out. We'll report back.
Can't wait.
On Style Station.
Then Hannah met me.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember how.
Wow, y'all are really taking a long time with this history. Okay.
I think
can
that's
we
our fault.
Speed it up.
There is a prompt.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about this the other day, and I think that you and I met with Cotown. I think you hired me, and then we ended up.
Yeah, but you walked into Bolt before I was like, hey, do you want to do
Cotown?
Yeah, because
you knew Jonathan.
Me and Maggie.
JG told me to go shop there. He was like, yeah. You would love it. You would love Ash. He's been trying to hook us up like for a year before I even met you. So maybe I brought friends. Remember I had friends
you
visiting?
You did. Let me go on record to say that Jonathan Garza, number one Bolt customer for life.
Right.
He has
amazing
wanted
support.
That title. I'm going to go ahead and give it to him. He has you deserved it. It's his.
I will let him have it. I'm just kidding.
I also have joked with JG. I'm like, you're the Gatsby of Waco. You're always connecting people. And you know who needs to know who. And I always have joked with him. And he was so spot on with us.
Yeah.
You're right. Like, friendly. I hired you for Cotown. And then I was like, okay, you're the third. Join yeah. the crew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I came to shop a couple of times when friends visited.
Oh, for sure.
Obviously, man. Don't go new, you know.
Cotown.
You brought scared to do new things.
Before, Cotown before yeah. COVID. So nice.
You had a booth?
Yeah.
It's like the last
Johnny
market.
And Jewel. You were there.
Johnny and Jewel had a booth.
Man, that was fun. Man.
Yeah.
What a time.
Well, and Wendy was going to have a booth, and I told her I'd help her with it. So I was like, I'll just draw some shit.
You did.
And I'll try to sell it, like make a couple $100 while I'm here. Or make, you know, $100. And then I ended up making like $1,000.
You know you did it.
She did.
It
she,
was awesome.
She did the motel that is no longer there.
Yes.
Next to Milo.
Oak Lodge.
Yes. She did a sketch.
Yeah.
I
remember all of it. I just didn't think about
Athena yeah. when she didn't have an arm.
Yes.
The best.
Gosh, Hannah. Yes. So
I love,
good.
Well, so I came here when she didn't have an arm, you know. And I
yeah. when she didn't have
on
an
the
arm.
Courthouse.
It's like this
it's
girl.
So
like this poor girl doesn't have an arm. And then I remember researching the story and like it just blew off in a windstorm or something. Like it wasn't even like lightning struck it or anything. It just straight up blew off. And I was like, man, that like the wind really gets its way around here.
It
like yesterday.
Serious. The wind wins.
The wind is crazy
yeah.
here.
Oh my yeah. god, that's so funny.
Yeah.
Guys, we're coming up on pretty
we could talk
pretty
forever.
Long time. So if there's something we want to like cover,
she
we should do it.
Wrap it the F up.
I am the referee of because Ashley would just be like, it's 10 o'clock and we've been recording for 4 hours.
Well, you know.
No one's gonna listen to a 4 hour podcast. Let me just tell you that, okay?
No. This is fun.
It is very fun.
So are you less nervous than when you started?
Yes.
Putting you in the hot seat.
Because of her. Is that Salty Lady?
Huh. Oh.
No, but Dylan
oh,
would be
love.
All over this because it is a sour.
But it's the same brand as. Is
Martin
it Martin House?
House.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the same brand. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm feeling a little less nervous, but now I'm just nervous about hearing myself.
Oh, don't be.
Stop. I have to
You hear
to
yourself as we hear us in the.
I feel so nervous, like I'm talking out of like the back of my throat or something.
Are you kidding me? We're signing Whitley up to do like all the voiceovers, and I'm just over here like.
But I
just from Chicago.
I want to do it. Okay.
You go, girl, with your unbuttoned shorts.
Oh, listen, okay. Unbuttoned shorts are in romance.
Some of us are on this side of the table with uncomfortable buttoned shorts.
You can unbutton them.
I have overalls on.
Okay,
I'm good.
Yes.
I said some.
She said so.
This was so fun. Do you
so
have
fun.
Final words? We cut you off. Do you have a final message for your people? You're like, Ashley, I swear to God.
She's, no, don't put her on the spot.
No.
She says, she says tag a bait.
I want to formally apologize for
you
putting.
You have to say it right.
It's what you say, right?
It's not. You said the I like Tyga. You have to say Taga.
Taga.
See, like Jarmy.
Jarmy.
I can't even do it.
It's Jarmy.
Jarmy. It's,
I mean,
I've only
take her to a wedding, folks. Occasion comes out.
Yeah, my in my life, my parents have had one genuine Cajun friend, and I always love the way he talks, but I cannot mimic it correctly. So.
No. No, it's a charm.
Oh, I can't.
Hey, Hannah, you know,
do it.
Dylan.
Do it. Give us
Dylan,
a little diddly.
Wait, let me tell Hannah this. Dylan, ancestrally, is totally Cajun.
Oh, well, yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He is. His grandma is in Baton Rouge.
Cajun, right. Cajun grandma there sounds, I mean, talking to her on the phone, yeah. Hilarious. Yes.
Yeah.
So he's your people. He's your people.
Can you give us like a little diddly of like a Cajun?
A
like
little a, diddly.
Like a little
I
sentence.
I feel like I it doesn't always come out, but sometimes when I say like terrible or like.
Okay, but like, what's funny about Cajun is it also kind of sounds like Boston.
Sometimes it depends, but when you get more New Orleans, it's not. I feel like Baton
no,
Rouge
you
is
can
a
tell.
Little bit of a melting pot, but New Orleans, you start to get into like the baby.
Yes,
and, like, it's all about the E's and the R's and how your mouth, our mouths are like incapable.
I don't even
of
know what it is.
Enunciating certain.
Hannah
sounds.
Taught me how to properly make red beans and rice.
Yeah.
This chick brought me like a whole vat of it one time.
And
it's
not
delicious.
Even that hard. You just got to use dry beans
but
and
all
cook
day.
The shit out of them.
See? Dry
but
beans.
All day.
No
all
canned
day.
Beans.
Hell no.
Yeah, no.
I think people can probably tell that as this podcast went on,
we had
a little more alcohol. Vodka and espresso does a weird thing to someone's brain.
You know what? I feel like this is what happened with the golf course and we picked pampas grass. Pampas?
Oh.
Pampas?
I don't know.
But I like pampas. A lot better.
I don't do
so pampas grass is what I call it, but pampas grass is what you would call
pampas.
It.
Pampas.
That's some Waco shit. When,
that's some Chicago
when,
pampas.
Okay,
when
guys.
Ash was like telling me that it's not Brazos, it's Brazos.
It is Brazos.
I've learned so much about how Waco people say
first
stuff.
Of all,
I had to learn. My Chicago ass does not say... We say Brazos.
She has to think about
I
it.
I do
when
have
she
to think
it,
about
like,
it now.
Every time I'm not
or
getting
Bosky
it.
Bosky is not a
okay.
thing.
Okay. Screw both of you.
What the hell? Bosky?
It's
Bosk
in Yo, every Bosk. Other corner
think
of the
about,
world.
Think about how many words are Q-U-E and are said. Is any of them?
No.
It's a K
this
sound.
Is the point. You're proving the point. Thank
oh,
you.
Oh, man. I remember the first time I heard that we were at the lake fishing and someone was like, you got to go down to Bosky Bend. And I was like, Bosky? What in the
yes.
world?
Boss. B-O-S-K-E.
Says the Cajun.
I know.
What?
You.
I mean, you even know
you
that it's not
that
supposed
it's
to be Bosky.
Well, yeah, but
well,
in Louisiana, it would be Bosk.
That's great. I just
well,
can't.
It's like
I can't
French.
With that. Also, Brazos. B-R-A. Z-E-Z-I-S. Brazos.
Brazos.
Okay.
The.
Anyways.
Okay. Well, this was fun.
This was fun. Thanks, Hannah, so much.
Thanks for having me.
You are a liar.
She's like, it's the one thing I had to say yes to.
She's like, Ashley made me.
All right. Well, I'm going to video y'all surfing and we're going to talk about that next time.
Heck yeah.
Okay.
Because I am not going to sit here. And act like I'm going to surf because I'm not going to surf.
We know you're
I'm
not.
Probably not going to surf. I'll just be
Hannah.
Out. No, I'll be out there, but I don't know that I can put my
it's
feet
gonna be,
on that board.
It's going to be a weekday. It's going to be chill. Ashley's going to
be
with you.
It's not
going to be
chill. Incubus is going
to
be
you
like,
don't know that. And now you've jinxed it. And now we have to knock on wood. All of us. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
I'm going to text Mike right now.
I hate you. Okay, guys. We got to go.
Bye.
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 This has been a Rogue Media podcast.